Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die. This is the Vorpal Network.
Well, welcome to the prelude to Deadlands, Enough Room to Die, an ongoing campaign that started many years ago. We'll welcome you to the campfire to find out a bit about the backstory behind the campaign. The game started with the sister Daphne Cunningham, minister, played by Robin. Marcus Wright, a Pinkerton agent, played by Anthony. Quincy Adams, a Pinkerton mad scientist, played by Jeremy. Ska Sangmahetu, a crazy Indian knife fighter, played by Andrew. Sam the Storm Bailey, gunfighter, played by Ben. Lyndon Nominos, a Bible-thumping, fire and brimstone preacher, played by James. And Connor Kalen, a southern gentleman and former Confederate sergeant major, played by Nathan. They all started the game on a mysterious train traveling over the prairie desert. Didn't know how they got there. Didn't know who they were, where they were, or why they were there. The town stopped, and they all got off the end of the line. A town called Abaddon. In Abaddon, they had to deal with sending telegrams to other places, not getting responses, crazy undertakers with very large black dogs, and strange flashes of their past that they would appear randomly. Not knowing who they were, after a few sessions or two in Abaddon, they all figured out that the place wasn't exactly a normal run-of-the-mill western town. They figured that they got in the hot water. Well, they were right. One of them killed one of the Blundertaker's black dogs, and they were snooping around the graveyard at night. They were warned by the sheriff that judges would be on the next train. Three lovely lady judges, in fact, and that they were to stay in town. They all decided at that point to get the hell out of Dodge, so to speak, and they made their way to the abandoned silver mine north of town, where they found that an inscription there said, "In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king." They went into the cave and found an old miner inside. Hat he was wearing had an old miner's hat with a lamp on the brim, so they figured this guy could possibly be this king they were hearing about. Maybe he had the answers how they could get out of Abaddon. He told them a way through the mine, warned them that something was guarding the exit on the other end, of course, and that they had to get by that to get out. Well, after going through the mine, deep, dark, dank, defunct silver mine, they managed to fight their way past some mechanical tripod death machine and escape, only having one casualty. Sadly, Marcus Wright, the Pinkerton agent, didn't make it out. At least, didn't make it out from the way it came in. They remembered more and more as they traveled through the mine. Next thing they knew, after fighting that big death machine, they were crawling their way out of their own graves back in the real world. They pieced together their team, hired by the Union, to steal gold from a Confederate train heading to New Mexico. Roswell, actually. They managed to piece together that a year or two's gone by since they hijacked the train, and the last thing that they all remembered happening was that they killed the Confederate soldiers on the train, or otherwise subdued them. And then, they were arriving in Abaddon. There's no sign of the gold of the aforementioned train in New Mexico. They clawed their way out of their own grave somewhere in Nevada. Last date they remembered clearly was roughly October 1st, 1876. Now, after clawing their way out of their own graves, they had a run-in with a Dr. Sebastian Franks, who turned out to be a descendant of the original Dr. Frankenstein. Countered the famous monster and killed it, apparently. Sam Bailey, didn't make it out of that fight. And there was something very strange about Marcus. Turns out, he didn't come back alone. He's a Harrowed. So after killing the monster and counting coop, Those remaining were Sister Daphne Cunningham, Quincy Adams, Scott Sungmahetu, Linda Nominos, and Connor Kalin. Well, Marcus, of course, was harrowed, so I didn't know what the heck to do with him. Then hightailed it out of Nevada to the city of Lost Angeles, and they took the doctor with them. The doctor and his very nice butler, just by the name of John. It was now early October 1877. Upon snooping around, he found that both the Pinkertons and the Texas Rangers are looking for the characters. Marcus, of course, wanted to become unharrowed, understandably so. Went to some various connections he had. And they said his best bet was to make it out to New Orleans to visit a voodoo priestess named Lady Gade. Now, she could possibly help him, but you never know with this harrow business. So, they all started looking for a boat, head to Mexico, maybe sort of go south of the border a bit and skip out on this old Texas Ranger Pinkerton action going on. Well, they found a boat, good old Dr. Franks and his butler John, who they later found out was actually John Ringgold, a.k.a. Johnny Ringo. They found this boat, the boatman named Shen Lung, to take him to South Mexico. Shen Lung was Ben's new character, of course. Now, the doctor had been fairly ill following the encounter with the monster, but seemed to be on the mend. They set out in the boat, and a storm hit out in the maze. Came across a naked man hanging in a cage across the maze. He freed him and found out his name was John Hunter. More on him later. Soon thereafter, their characters were all attacked by a white-faced man, probably a harrow of some kind, but he didn't really get too close to another boat. Quincy sadly had a very bad encounter with a stick of dynamite at that point, and he died. Also destroyed the boat. John Hunter's Jeremy's new character, by the way. Quincy died. Group was scattered into the maze. Storm passed, and everyone, Sister Daphne, Marcus, Ska, Lyndon, Shen, and Connor, awoke in, of odd all places, City of Gloom, Salt Lake City. According to your boarder, Mrs. Sullivan, you'd washed up on a beach in the Great Salt Lake a few days ago. Not entirely sure how they made it there. On Salt Lake, they managed to hook up with a Dr. Darius Hellstrom, and they're trying to recover an artifact for him called the Heart of Darkness, which was stolen from one of his laboratories. Given some of them, Sister Daphne, Sky, Lyndon, Marcus, and Connor, some information about their past and promised to tell them more about the gold and what happened to all of them if they help him out. Met up with a Mexican prostitute named Gabriela Romero Morales, who was Becca's character, and she was with him for a bit. Tracked the possible location of the item to a smelt works in Salt Lake. They all decided to go on in and help themselves to that artifact. It's really the last thing they remember before it all went dark.
To be continued next week.